Blog Talk Radio.
Off, it's time. Hey there, welcome to Awaken to Empowerment. Welcome to 2018. This is Carol Ann Parisi, your host. It's time to create your ideal life. What are you going to do in 2018? What do you want to accomplish? Will you finally start that business? Will you finally get that vibrant, ideal relationship? You want to make the plans to become financially free? Meet your weight loss and fitness goals. Well, we're your source for hope right here with Conscious Solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment with me, your host, your transformation diva, Carol Ann Parisi. So let's get real. It's time. Your ideal life is waiting. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time. My dog was so cute, she was asleep. This is a little Yorkie. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. Yes, you are in the right place. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Another short show, but we're just chunking it down today, getting right down to the basics, the heart of the matter. It is Thursday, the fourth day of January, 2018. How you doing this new year? You still vibing high? You still sticking with those goals, doing your gratitude? Because today is triumphant, transcendent, thoughtful, thankful Thursday, the 4th of January, and are you thankful? Have you been doing gratitude every morning? You know, when you do that gratitude thing, when you send that gratitude up into the universe and you start thanking God, your creator, just thanking and being grateful, that sends a really high vibe into the ether, which actually comes back to you. And you know what? In these transitional times, we can't have enough high vibes, but you're the high vibe tribe. You know that. You know that to be true. So, you know, all of these principles are timeless truths, and they are fundamental. And the greats, the sages, the great philosophers knew all of them to be true. Hopefully you're taking some time to chillax and get back down to checking out your goals for the year. But today, I just want to remind you, every morning, start your day with gratitude. Gratitude is a fundamental attitude to raise your altitude, to change and create your ideal life. You can create your ideal life. And gratitude is a huge facilitator in that, as well, of course, as positive thoughts and tapping into all of these positive things like Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Hopefully you'll be listening to us as we do our shows. Sign up for our notifications. It's time. It's really time. We did a lot of things yesterday, and I know we're just doing really short shows, but it's good because we're really just getting back to basics, real quick stuff. So remember, passion energy is truly a life force for manifestation, and we're going to get into that at some other point. We're going to talk about passion and energy. We're going to talk about so many things this year. Just going to keep focusing on the basics, but gratitude. Thankful Thursday, gratitude. Now, let's go back to our Brandon Burchard, the Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power, and then we'll talk a little bit about change with the last part of the show. So here's where we ended up yesterday. This will be a difficult effort, okay? Here. I will finish with the last sentence that we finished yesterday. In this ailing and turbulent world, we must find peace within and become more self-reliant in creating the life we deserve. Yes, personal power. You can do it. Yes, you can. This will be a difficult effort, as the history of our actions too often tells a tale of self-injury, unhappiness stemming from our blind desire to be judged worthy, acceptable, and lovable by people who hardly even know our true hearts and powers. Yeah, don't worry about what other people think. Really? Don't worry about that. Love that. And so we've kept ourselves down. We forgot to set clear intentions and standards and too often fail to voice our desires and dreams. Randomness and mediocrity often ruled the day, and the loud and needy dictated who we were and what we should do. Our lives becoming subject to the tyranny of fools. If we can be vulnerable and brave enough to admit such mishaps, we might see the potential we left unrealized. We might see the shining new path. And so let us write our lives. Let us face the mirror and be candid. And we are going to do that in our exercises today. So stick with us. No matter what we see, let us see those common human truths and personal declarations to reclaim our freedom. We too often are lost in the abyss of unawareness. We are asleep and not awakened. That's why we have Awakened to Empowerment Radio. We regularly miss the energy and the blessings around us. And the importance of this very moment, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. It is though we prefer to be elsewhere, doing something else, as we are living in distant time zones, hours behind or ahead of the joyous tick of bliss of now. Now, there's power in now. We have forgotten that the natural foe to life is not the distant death, but a present in the moment, detached from living. Should we wish to be free and alive with full power, we must decide to bring the full might of our conscious mind to the present experience. We must choose to feel again. We must choose to feel again. Feel that life force inside of you, that positive energy, that high vibe. That's my adding on to this, of course. We must set intentions for who we are, for what roles we wish to serve, and how we will relate to the world. Without a vibrant awareness, we cannot connect with others or ourselves, nor can we meet the demands of the hour with grace. For this, we now declare, we shall meet our life with full presence and power. In gratitude, there is presence. There is power in being in the now. Okay? We have to remember these things. This is claiming our personal power and everything that it is. So let's remember that. Live in the now. Live with passion. Live with purpose. Go for your ideal. Go for your dreams. We're going to talk a little bit about changing here, but we have ceded control of our daily lives. Okay, back to the book. Amid incessant distractions, our discipline in pursuing high ambitions have vanished. Yes, you know what? Is it important or is it interesting? You know, we often go ahead and you know, have something important to do, but we get so easily distracted by the interesting. If you want to win, you've got to focus. And if you're not a good focuser such as I definitely have got that ADD thing where I'm like, ooh, you know what? I'm going to write that down in an area where I need to change. So, and then I'm going to need to bring myself back when it's time. And everybody, sometimes you could tell this show, we get this, I get a little distracted. So we have to remember the discipline of not allowing distractions to divert us from our positive, ideal life, okay? The white space of a free day seems unfathomable because we become hypnotized by false but compelling need to respond to all the needs of others. We are pulled from every angle, torn from meaningful efforts by frivolous pursuits or false emergencies, and we are often unsure how to balance our lives with the needs of those who we love. We are often, too often, detached from what is most worth fighting for. Our busy work consumes our day, but it's not our life's work. Most do not feel a stark, stirring life's purpose. They don't hunger for it in the morning or orient their day to its pursuit. A life of greater joy, power, and satisfaction awaits those who consciously design their life. For this, we declare, we shall reclaim our agenda. It is time for you to go ahead every day and create your ideal life. Every day, day by day, by week. By week, by week, by month, by year, by lifetime, to create your ideal life. So we'll end that for today. But yes, you can create your ideal life because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. So now yesterday we were talking about some of those things that we really do need to change in our lives. And, you know, hopefully you've gone and done some of the work where you have gone ahead and written down, identified why you need this change, and then what feelings you have that are not in harmony with your goal. Get in touch with yourself. Be in touch with the present. And get to know yourself. Write down who you really are. What is blocking you? What are your limitations, okay? And what positive things can you do to replace the limitations? And then why do you need this change? What are you doing this change for? What feelings are not in harmony with your goals? Okay. What are the positive experiences that you could bring forward to build on? And just keep focusing on why you want this change. Your why is so important to you. And another thing that's important is gratitude. And truly, when you're grateful, when you're thankful, you wake up in the morning and you do 2 minutes of gratitude every morning. You just go ahead and say, thank you, God, for this day. I say a scripture, Psalms 118, I think 24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I put forth that every morning, and then I say through what I'm grateful for, and it's my husband or my dog laying next to me, or just being awake and alive, and then I start setting my intention for the day. You know, the earliest morning is when you're the most creative. So as you're lying there in bed, make sure you keep a little pad of paper and pencil next to you as you're creating this ideal life in your brain and manifesting. But do the work. Write down where you are, where you want to go, who you are, and we will continue this next time. So wake and Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I truly want to thank you for joining me today. We're doing short, concise shows right now. I'm doing it because, you know what, there's power in chunking things down. There's a saying, how do you eat an elephant? And it's bite by bite. So instead of doing an hour-long show where you got to just keep listening for hours on end, 15 minutes a day. If you invest 15 minutes a day in yourself, to your own personal development, and apply these tips, these tricks, these timeless truths, these things that are transformational, these transformational timeless truths, you can create your ideal life because you have mind power. Thoughts are things. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. This is Carol Jen Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Thank you for joining me today. We'll catch you back here next time, and we'll keep following through. Have a magnificent day. Peace, love, and empowerment. Freedom, too, man. Go create your ideal life and peace of mind. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. Love ya.